for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
42633.
Repeat it one more time. I'm sorry.
Say again?
Repeat it one more time.
42633.
First and last name?
Orvin, O-R-V as in Victor, I-N, A-B-B-O-T-T. Orvin Abbott.
Thank you. What's the reason that you're giving us a call today, sir?
I'm not sure what I purchased.
You don't know what you purchased?
But I've got a $72.97 charge on my bank account.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
751 Michigan Avenue, Monticello, Kentucky, 42633.
Thank you. Give me a moment. Give me one moment.
All right.
I see here an order was on October 30th for $5.74 for the Elite X Tactical Watch. Do you recall that order?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you place that order, you're in trial basis, sir, to call in and cancel. If you do not call in and cancel, then you get billed $72.97 for the $125 voucher. What is that? The voucher is like a gift card that you received in your email, so you could spend it on our online store for any kind of gadget.
It looks like I'm going to have to start reading the fine print a little better because I didn't realize I was signing up for all this.
If you don't want to continue with the membership because it's a membership, I could go ahead and cancel your account.
Please do, because I don't want any more correspondence.
Okay, give me one moment. I understand. Give me one moment.
Can I send this watch back?
You're not getting billed for the watch, sir.
Okay.
Your account is canceled. You receive an email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, you all done good.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer care, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, goodness. What a scam.